following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
You ready? 2 Peter, please, chapter 1. I mentioned this a lot, but you know that night that Jesus sat down with his disciples and said, I've longed to have this meal with you. I always get excited when we come to the table. I love that regular remembrance of what Jesus did for us. And it's important that we don't forget what he did. Amen? With all of our forgetfulness, it's important that we don't forget what this is all about. This is not just mindless ritual. Don't ever let it become that. Always approach the table of the Lord, the communion table, the Lord's Supper. Always approach that with attentiveness, and remembering what he did for us. Here's what Peter said, and it's in verse 5. Now let's back up to verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus. He's saying, I want you to grow. Grace and knowledge, may it increase. As his divine power is given to us, all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. What he's going to say here in these next several phrases is keep growing in these ways. Add to your faith. You're saved by grace through faith. You don't stop with the faith. He said, now start growing, become a virtuous person. That has all kinds of connotations about purity and holiness. But he said, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control. Don't let yourself have everything yourself wants. Self-control. And to self-control, perseverance. And to perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, anybody know what the Greek word is there? Agape, love, deep, sacrificial love for one another. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now read verse 9 with me. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. You don't ever want to forget that you were cleansed from your sins by Christ. And he says, look, if you don't start adding to your faith virtue into virtue knowledge into knowledge, and he moves on. If you're not growing, if you're not moving forward, you're backing up. In Jeremiah chapter 7, God says to his people, I wanted you to go forward, but you've gone backwards. And if you don't add, then you're going to be, in a sense, you're subtracting from your vitality and you're subtracting from the strength in your life. He said, don't forget that Jesus died for your sins and you've been cleansed by what he did. Now, turn from there, if you would, over to 1 Corinthians 11. Peter has spoken. Let's let Paul speak as we come to the table now. Paul says to his friends, after he's rebuked them for arguing over food at the weekly potluck, he said, you're going to fight over food, then you're going to come to the Lord's table? He said, you're making a mockery of the Lord's table by mistreating each other over the macaroni and cheese, well, maybe no cheese in it, but over, you know, whatever the dishes were that you brought, the falafels and the lamb and all that. He says, don't do that. Go home and eat if that's the way you got to eat. But in verse 23, he says, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Read verse 24 with me. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he also took the cup, keep reading, after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Circle the word proclaim there in your Bible. And in the margin, write this word, because this is what it means. Preach. You preach. As often as you eat this bread, this one little crust of bread, and this one little sip from this cup, he said, as often as you do this, you're preaching that you believe that Jesus did what he said he did. You believe that this was in, that you're doing this in remembrance of him, and you're proclaiming, I believe with all my heart. You're kind of proclaiming, you're shouting it from the housetops. I'm a believer. How many of you are going to say that tonight? How many of you, that's your heart as you take this bread, as you take the crust and you take the cup? What are you pointing to? There it is. There it is. You're pointing to the cross. That's what it's supposed to do. The crust and the cup are supposed to direct our hearts to the cross, lest we forget. Remember that song? Lest I forget Gethsemane. Lest I forget thine agony. Lest I forget your love for me. Point me to the cross. Lead me to Calvary. We come to this table tonight because we must come to this table. We come together. We come to partake and to be nourished, but we come to remember, and we must remember. So some things, it doesn't matter. Some things you need to forget. How many of you got some things that you wish you could forget? You know, your own failure, the Bible says he won't even remember them anymore, and I believe that that means it on purpose. He won't bring them up and throw them in your face. But there's some things we need to forget. We can never forget what Jesus did on the cross for us. That's not just for new believers. That's for old believers too. Middle-aged believers, toddling believers, adolescent believers, teenage believers. That's for all of us. We can never forget what Jesus did. We must remember that he was real. That's what the bread says. He says, this is my body. He said he really had a body. Jesus was truly human. And we must remember that he was just like us. He was truly human. He came. He was real. We must remember that he suffered. We must remember that he bled for us. We must remember, as the saying, that or the word that puts all of that in one frame, the passion of Jesus, the suffering of Jesus for us. We must remember that he paid for us. And at the end of paying, he said what? It's finished, paid in full. We must remember that he paid for us and that he died. We become, and I think what we become when we proclaim this, and what's so important that we do, is we come partially in defiance. I think that there's an act of defiance when we take, an important act of defiance, when we take that bread and we take that cup. Because you know you're involved in a battle. You know that, don't you? You're involved in a war. You were born again into a kingdom that's at war with another kingdom, and it's a fight, and it's a battle, and it's a war until the last enemy that's been defeated is defeated, which is death. And your enemy, here's why I say it's an act of defiance. Your enemy is determined to make you forget, to keep you from being mindful of what Jesus Christ did. He wants you to forget a lot of things. He wants you to forget to pray. He wants you to forget to talk to God about what? Everything. Thank you, Myra. Everything. He wants you to talk to him about everything. The stuff that makes you happy, the stuff that makes you angry, the stuff that makes you sad, the stuff that confuses you. He wants to hear from you on everything. The enemy wants to make you forget about that. He wants you to forget about your Bible. He wants to lock your attention on that great big screen that you work with your thumbs. He wants you to look at anything and think about anything except the truth of God's word. He wants you to forget to talk to God. He wants you to forget to listen to God in his word. He wants you to forget about serving God. He wants you to forget about that hunger in your heart for him. He wants to do anything he can to sort of smooth that over and to kind of quiet down those hunger pangs. So we come with this defiance where we refuse to die of hunger and thirst. where we refuse to forget what Jesus did for us. We will not forget to speak to him. We will not forget our Bibles. We will not forget to love one another. He wants us to forget above all what Jesus did for us. So when we take the cup here in a moment, and when we take the bread, it's like we are shouting it from the housetops. This is a memory aid. How many of you take vitamin A? Anybody take vitamin A? Anybody take vitamin B? C? D? E? Ginkgo? Anybody use ginkgo? I forget. You forget to use your ginkgo, do you? Ginseng? Anybody drink green tea? All that stuff's supposed to help you remember, and you can't remember to take it. This is a memory jogger. Jesus said, always do this in order to remember. Don't just rush through communion. Linger and focus as you take up the bread and as you take up the cup. Remember what he did to make you his. This is in place as a visual that will help us remember the basics. That Jesus came. He really came. He really suffered. He really died. And we must remember what he paid for us. And so as we prepare our hearts even now, it's so important that we remember with focus in our hearts what he did. He said, don't forget what it cost me to save you. If you remember, and that's what Peter was saying, if you remember, you will run well. And if you remember, you'll finish strong. And in between, you know, where you started and where you finished, if you remember what he did, you're going to remember to tell other people about how wonderful he is. That it wasn't just for you. I'm reading a fascinating book by a guy who, I would have to say, and I say this in a gracious way, he doesn't seem to be a great writer, but the stories that he tells about sharing Jesus all over Israel. His name is Zvi. Go ahead and say that. Zvi Kalischer. He came to Israel after its independence and fought. He was a young man when he came. Family had died in the Holocaust, came out of Poland. And immediately he was involved in their wars, one war after another. And everywhere he went, he would share Jesus. Because when he got there, somebody said, hey, would you like a book? Free book. It's a free book. Guess what it was? Yeah, Bible, New Testament. Yeah, sure, I'll take a book. He wasn't a religious man, but he said, I got to start looking for truth. And he just so happened to run into a Christian who was bold enough to say, here, this might help. And he came to Christ quickly, and he went everywhere to share Jesus. He shared Jesus with other military men, and everywhere he went, it was, I will not forget what he did for me, and I will not forget his command that I go and tell everybody. How do you tell everybody? You proclaim. You preach. You open your mouth and you speak, and we're going to preach right now. We're going to take this simple crust and this simple cup, and we're going to remember the cross of Jesus together. And if you remember that, if you keep that in the forefront, if I keep that in the forefront of my mind, don't you believe that that kind of helps you stay on track? When you see the passion of Jesus, how much you meant to him that he would suffer like that for you. So I want to ask you to do something. Not just tonight, but from now until we go home. Not go home tonight, but now until we head for heaven. Stay hungry for this meal. Stay thirsty for this. And as every time you pick up that bread, every time you pick up the cup, remember in a purposeful, focused way what he did. Let this jog your memory over and over again. So be hungry and thirsty and be faithful and be defiant against the enemy. As he tries to just put you to sleep, listen carefully. As he tries to put you to sleep and make you forgetful, because if he can make you forget that ugly cross, that wondrous cross, he's won half the battle to keep you from being any trouble to him on your way home to heaven. You'll be saved because you believe in Christ, but you won't cause any more trouble to the devil. You'd be defiant to the devil. and start it even right here tonight, saying, I will remember. And every time you do it, you'll be shouting that you will not forget and you will remember. I forget a lot of things, but I'm not going to forget this. We'll pray together. We're going to shout it, by the way. We're going to shout it out loud in defiance in the face of the enemy and for all of heaven to hear. And hopefully when we leave these doors, to declare his great love for us. But let's worship him. And on the night that Jesus was betrayed, every time I read or I think about that phrase, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And he blessed it and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples. And he said, take and eat. This is my body. It's broken for you. The one that betrayed him, all that forsook him, he still said, this is for you, knowing what they would do and knowing what he was about to do. So, Father, we thank you for the bread tonight that just declares the truth that he was real. He was here. He was human, a real body, flesh and bone and blood like us. Became like us so he could die for us. And so today, Lord, tonight, Lord, we proclaim, we believe, Jesus. We believe, Lord, we declare it defiantly in the face of the one that wants us to forget it. We proclaim it that he is real, he's alive. Lord, nourish the souls of your people tonight, God, as we remember, as we refuse to forget that you came for us. Oh God, you came in the form of a man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for offering your body. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for making this real and unveiling our eyes, drawing us to the Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's say it out loud. I believe. I believe. Let's say it defiantly. I believe. I believe. He died for me. Let's take the bread and remember his body that was broken for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The cup. They had sipped from that cup for hundreds and hundreds of years, multiple centuries, without understanding what it was. And that night, Jesus lifted up the cup. He said, let me tell you a secret. He didn't say that, but he said, Let me tell you what this is. This is my blood. This is my blood that's shed for sin, sin of the world, sin of anyone who will come and take it, come and drink of his grace and his mercy. Let's stand together, okay? You know why we're going to stand? Because it's the blood. It's the blood that puts you back on your feet. With the hand that's not holding the cup, let me see the hand of those who have ever fallen since you came to Christ. Stumbled. And did he put you back on your feet? Didn't you stumble when you learned to walk as a baby, as a little one? Did your parents say, oh, take this one back. This one can't walk. Never. They stand there and they hover and they hold your fingers and they teach you to walk. And so does your Father. He gets you back on your feet. And the blood gets us on our feet. Lord Jesus, thank you. All that broke us, all that destroyed us, all that just chewed us up and spit us out and left us as just a wreck, Lord. You conquered it with your blood. We thank you that it's the blood that takes us and puts us back on solid ground, and back on our feet, Lord. We stand tonight, Lord, remembering the blood that was shed for us, for the remission, the forgiveness of our sins, to clear our accounts and to declare us free, out of debt, Lord. In fact, filled with your riches. Thank you, Lord. We will never forget. We believe, Lord. We trust you. We trust you. And thank you, God. You believe? I believe. Say it with me. I believe. I believe the blood was enough. Amen. Let's take the blood and remember the blood that was shed for you to forgive you and to get you back on your feet, headed for heaven. Let's drink together. Oh, man. Thank you, Father, for the holy reminder tonight We will not be forgetful people, Lord. We will stand in worship, and we will stand in defiance of the enemy. We will not forget, Lord, what you did for us. We will walk with full remembrance, God, and may we remember every day, whether the crust and the cup are in our hands or not, that we're free because of the body and the blood of Jesus. We trust you, Lord. Now help us to raise our voice outside these walls as well and to declare the freedom that we have in Jesus. And all God's people shouted, amen, amen, amen. Tell somebody before you leave that you believe, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.